York's only local news talk station. 710 WOR, New York. The following program is sponsored by the Perry Management Corporation, who is solely responsible for its content.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman here. I want to let my listeners know about a brilliant Renaissance man named Dr. Arthur Perry.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
He's a distinguished, award-winning cosmetic surgeon trained at Harvard and Cornell with a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
He's written numerous medical journal articles, and he's contributed to textbooks on plastic surgery.
Your remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
It's clear that when it comes to skin and aging, this doctor knows what he's talking about.
Joan, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry, and this is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WOR. Well, the phone number here at WOR is 212-528-0129. I'll say it again, 212-528-0129. I'd like your calls this evening. This is a call-in show, and I always enjoy taking various calls right off the cuff. You know, there will be one about a facelift. There will be another about a skincare product of some type. And maybe we'll talk a little bit about liposuction or breast augmentations. Just throw them at me. I'm happy to field those questions. I rarely am stumped, but I suppose over the last 8 years there might have been one or two of those that I could not answer. But give me a call, 212-528-0129. That's 212-528-0129. And callers this evening will receive a bottle of my nighttime serum. It's the I call it the nourishing serum for the skin because it's got all sorts of good things in it. Vitamin C, vitamin A, lactic acid, that's one of the fruit acids, citric acid, and milk thistle. Milk thistle is a great antioxidant, and it's also got things in it like glabridin, which is licorice extract. Skin brighteners, I've got 4 skin brighteners, 5 antioxidants, 2 moisturizers. It's a great serum for the skin, so we're giving away bottles of nighttime to callers tonight. They've got to be legitimate calls with real questions, and please, if you've called within the last month, please don't call. We don't like to turn away calls, but sometimes we have to, but we can't have the same people calling the show every week, although I have pretty good calls, so maybe we'll just hire those people. Noah, the phone number is 212-528-0129. Now, on the show this evening, we're going to talk about two of the most bizarre things I've read about, these very strange facials that are being done now, and you know, one is a snail facial. Have you heard of that one? No, I know you get those, don't you, Noah?
A snail facial. I haven't quite heard of that one yet.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the snail facial, and worse, and some of you know what
worse
I'm about
to say.
Worse
than a snail facial.
Yes, it's a bird. What's a good word for excrement for a bird? Well, whatever it is, they're putting it on people's face. Right here in Manhattan, you can't make this up. So let's talk a little bit about facials. Facials have been around for a long, long time, right? A lot of women do them. Some men do them. They're relaxing. And the goal of a facial is to make you look better. It's to clean your skin, clean the pores out of dirt and oils and things like that. That's what a facial is supposed to be. The states do not allow, by the way, manipulation or entering the skin and drawing blood. So if that's being done, it's not really supposed to be done in a facial, although it is done all over the place. But facials are, they're mystical, and they're, a lot of women like them. But sometimes they go a little bit too far. So here's the one. First, let's talk about this one. In Manhattan, for just $180, Noah, you can get a traditional Japanese facial using imported Asian nightingale excrement. That's some, I guess, a bird, a nightingale.
Okay, so this isn't like New York bird excrement where you would just, you know, have to just hold your head up and et cetera.
No, interestingly, apparently the owner of this spa says, no, we don't do Central Park facials. Those birds eat garbage. That's the quote. Those are not clean birds. We need clean birds so we have nice, clean excrement. It's crazy. So here's what they're saying. There are substances in the excrement of birds that are sort of acidic, and there are some enzymes and things like that. And you know that if you get this stuff on your car, it will actually injure the paint on your car. So you know there's some caustic agents in there. So, you know, that's by definition. There are things in there that can remove, that can exfoliate your skin and remove oils and things like that. But that's as far as it goes. There's no science to this in any way. And I would say that if you really want to have oils and things removed and exfoliation done on your skin, we have a lot better ways to do this in cosmetic surgery, in skincare and dermatology, and even in the good spas and salons. Things like glycolic acid, it's a fruit acid. That's a real good substance for the skin. I can't even imagine anyone putting this stuff on your face. So that's one. The other one was the snail facial. Now, if you go on the internet, Noah, you just can't imagine this stuff, but it's out there. This is in Tokyo. I don't think it's hit New York yet. But they actually take five live snails, and they let them crawl around your face. I'm not kidding. You can't make this stuff up. They crawl
around
your face.
I'm not denying it.
Yeah, and supposedly the goo, if you've ever seen a snail like on a piece of glass or something, you know, it leaves behind a track of goo, and it's that goo that's supposedly good for your skin. The only problem is these snails have all sorts of diseases. There's one a lot of people know about, schistosomiasis, not an easy word to say, but that's a snail-borne disease. It's not a good one. There are parasites that snails harbor. Again, you know, I suppose people do all sorts of interesting things, but snails and birds, we're getting a little out there with our facials. I'm not even a fan of normal facials. I'm sorry to my esthetician fans out there. I'm a big fan of microdermabrasion because I think of what is it that a facial is supposed to do, and how can we do that more efficiently? It turns out that about a third of people who have facials get an acne breakout within a few weeks of the facial because of if you count the number of ingredients, of different skincare ingredients that are put on your face during a facial, it's actually in the many hundreds. So I like microdermabrasion because what that does is it actually exfoliates your skin, either by blasting crystals at your skin, or I like the type that has diamonds embedded into the handpiece. So we're just rubbing the skin and exfoliating and then suctioning out the pores. It really makes a lot more sense. And honestly, in Manhattan, it's not even more expensive than a traditional facial. So microdermabrasion is my recommendation. Susan, what can I do for you? What's your wrinkle?
Yeah, I would like to know if Botox can cause any damage. I have fine lines on my forehead, and you know, when I'm expressive and I raise my eyebrows, that's when you really see them. So the answer is either Botox or something else. Someone has told me about a product called Excellus, which is like warm massage. They said it feels like a warm massage, and it takes away lines and tightens skin. Are you familiar with it at all, or is it just hokum?
Let's talk for a minute about Botox and just what it is and what it can do for you. Okay, so Botox is actually a very, very good substance. And you asked me, the first thing you said is, can it damage your forehead? So the answer is no. It can't damage your forehead. You can't get botulism from Botox. You cannot get diseases from Botox. Here's what it is. Botox is the purified toxin of botulism bacteria. Sounds terrible, doesn't it? But it really isn't. It's very, very it's pure, and it has a very, very specific function. And what it does is it is injected right at the junction of the nerves and the muscles, and it actually breaks down that junction. So for about 4 months, the nerves can't transmit their signals to the muscle, and that makes it impossible to move the muscle. Now, the muscles that we're talking about are the forehead muscles that create the horizontal lines of the forehead, and also the scowling muscles. They're called, for you gurus out there, they're called the corrugator muscles. Those are the ones that bring the brows together. So when your child does something that you don't like, you scowl at that child or that dog, and you have a very frightening face, right? Or your dog, for instance, has a scowl on his face to protect his food. So that's a trigger for other dogs to stay away from your dog. We don't need those expressions anymore, hopefully, because we're a friendly population, right? So we don't need those. So we can knock out those muscles with Botox. And the third spot that we use Botox for are the crow's feet. And those are those little fine lines to the side of your eyes. So Botox is really good. The complications are very, very few. And it should be done artistically by a plastic surgeon or a dermatologist or an ophthalmologist or an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Those are the four types of doctors that are appropriate to do Botox. It should not be done by other doctors or other health professionals or nurses or people, aestheticians or whatever. You know, it is a drug. And if you use too much, it could be a problem. If you inject it in the neck, there could be problems. But done properly, you know, there were 6.5 million people last year that had Botox. It's a great, great drug. Now, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more. Stay on the line, Susan, because we'll talk a little bit more about your other questions. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. The phone number here is 212-528-0129. That's 212-528-0129. We'll be back after these words.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle, but that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word radio in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two. This is plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. If you're showing signs of aging, you might benefit from my midlife makeover. Without stepping into an operating room, I can reduce wrinkles with Botox and Bellotero. I can remove brown spots with Appeal and lift brows and jowls with Althera. My offices are in Central New Jersey and in Manhattan. Give me a call at 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. And check out my website at perryplasticsurgery.com.
What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry.
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry, and this is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. Phone number 212-528-0129. Okay, Susan, we were talking to you about Botox. You asked me about Botox, and I think we pretty much beat that one down. I like Botox. I think it's the best thing for the forehead. Now, your other question was about exilis. So I'll spell that for you. That's E-X-I-L-I-S. And what exilis is a form of energy that is applied to the skin. So the goal of it is to reduce wrinkles and maybe lift the brows a little bit, you know, but the studies are very, very few. Let's talk for a minute about all these different energy things that plastic surgeons and dermatologists use on the skin and why. So in the end, all of these things like lasers and electric current and thermage is a type of electric current. Exilis is electric current. Titan, that's a heat method. It applies infrared radiation, which is heat. And Althera, which is ultrasound. All of these, in the end, just create heat somewhere in the body. So that's the way we look at these energy-based things. And why do they create heat? Because our bodies don't know it's 2013. Our bodies think it's about 100,000 years ago, and we were given tools to heal certain injuries. And the tools to heal injuries are we shrink tissue when it's injured. So when we get a burn, we shrink our tissue. So if you've ever seen a person who had a burn, let's say, to the neck, and their neck gets, their chin gets drawn down to their chest, that's because the body has tried to shrink the tissue. When we apply energy of any type, whether it's a laser, or you know, the light energy, or Ulthera, the high energy focused ultrasound, or Excellus, or Thermage, or any of these things, what we're really doing is aiming energy at the tissue and trying to create a controlled injury. You know, it gets you think about it, and no one wants an injury, right? But that's how these machines work. So the more controlled machines are better. So this new one is Excellus. I don't know too much about it other than the fact that there really aren't too many studies that that show it's terrific. I don't know. I think one of the problems with many of these machines that are on the market is that they're out there before the studies are, and that creates some problems for plastic surgeons, dermatologists, and consumers. Now, I'm not a big fan of electric current in the skin, like Thermage and things like that, because I know the history of these things has not been particularly good. That's my opinion. My patients who have had these different procedures enjoy the Ulthera that I'm doing better, because it hurts a little less than electric current, and it also can be focused right at the tissue. So, Susan, that's the answer. Thanks so much for the call. We've got so many calls up ahead. I've got to get to some more. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Trudy in the Bronx. We've got a full board now. Trudy, what can I do for you? What's your wrinkle?
I don't have wrinkles, but I have large bags under my eyes. And I'd like to know what I can do to camouflage or get rid of them. But I also have dry eyes, and I'm afraid to use anything that might get into my eyes.
Okay, Trudy, how old are you?
70.
You're 70 years old. Now, if you do have your radio on in the background, please turn it down, because we're hearing a little bit of an echo. Now, here's the story with, these are your lower eyelids, and you have bags when you look in the mirror, correct?
Yeah. And I hate them. I hate them.
Yeah, and so many people do. And those are a giveaway to, you know, it's a sign of aging. And here's what we do. Generally, bags under the eyes are treated surgically. Surgically with something called a blepharoplasty, which is a lower eyelid lift. Now, a lot of people don't want surgery. There are really no great solutions other than surgery right now. I do think some are on the horizon. Some of these things that I just talked about, like Ulthera, when a published study comes out, which it hasn't yet, that shows that we can destroy some of that fat of the lower lid with Ulthera, I'll be doing it, but not until then. Until that time, we do an eyelid lift. Let me tell you a little bit about an eyelid lift. It's done under local anesthesia with sedation. You are not too old for the procedure, as long as you're healthy. It's done in an operating room, not generally an office, although it can be an office operating room or a surgery center. We numb up the eyelids. As I said, you're awake for the procedure. And an incision is made just underneath the eyelashes, just underneath the eyelashes. The skin is lifted up. Sounds terrible, doesn't it? But it doesn't hurt at all because you're numb. And then we tease out those fat bags. That's the fat that your eyeball floats on. It really does float. It's protected by that fat. But as we get older, the fat begins to bulge forward, and it becomes unsightly, and it's a sign of aging. So we expose that fat, and with an electrocautery, a little machine, we tease out some of the fat and remove a little bit of that fat. And then a little bit of skin is removed, and then we sew everything back. A lower eyelid lift takes about an hour to an hour and a half to do, and it's really a very, very nice procedure with very low complication rate. Now, one thing you said worries me, though, and you said you have dry eyes. Dry eyes are a danger when you have a lower eyelid lift, because if you have any bit of a pull down of the lower lid and you have dry eyes, then we could have some real problems. So you'd certainly have to be checked out by an ophthalmologist, that's an MD eye doctor, before you even consider having eyelid surgery. And he'll measure the dry eyes, he'll measure your teardrop production. If you're borderline, then, you know, we would make a decision whether or not you're an appropriate candidate for surgery. If you're profound, it might not be the best idea to do a lower eyelid lift. What else can we do? The non-invasive things, we are injecting substances like hyaluronic acid, that's known as Restylane or Juvederm or the new one Bellotero, into the lower eyelids to disguise that fat. So it's not removing the fat, but it's putting it just below the fat to make it seem a little less obvious. Chemical peels of the lower eyelid and lasers can be used if you have wrinkles. You said you didn't have wrinkles in the beginning. So that's the story, Trudy.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That's the only answer. There's no cream or anything that would help this situation.
No. You're wasting your money with creams if you're talking about fat bags. So, fat deposits, creams can help some wrinkles. They can help brown splotchy pigmentation, but they can't help the fat. Trudy, I've got to run. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. We've got, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 calls on the list. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back. The phone number, 212-528-0129. We'll be right back.
This is plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry. Have you had an aging spurt? You know what that is. All of a sudden, you see wrinkles and sagging skin, and you look older. I tackle aging spurts with procedures like eyelid and facelifts, and office procedures like Botox, peels, and Ulthera. Or you might just need rejuvenation around your mouth with wrinkle filler. Let's sit down and spend an hour together. I'll design a program that can help restore your appearance and one that's within your budget. My offices are on 57th Street, just off of 5th Avenue, and in New Jersey. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. And check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. right here on WOR.
What's your wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry?
And we are back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. You know, I prepared so many topics to talk about tonight, but we're not going to get into any of them because we've got a record number of callers. Wow. I guess, I don't know. It's a beautiful night out there in New York, and this is just entertaining and informative radio. This is Dr. Arthur Perry, and this is What's Your Wrinkle? So let's take Barbara next. Barbara, what's your wrinkle? What can I do for you?
Hi, Doctor. Are there any good non-surgical remedies for droopy neck and jowls, or is surgery the only thing that works?
Well, Barbara, how old are you?
59.
You had to think about that, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right, you're 59.
I decided I was going to tell you the truth.
You've got to tell the truth. No one can see you.
59.
I mean, unless you get real close to your radio. All right. Well, congratulations. It's a good age. It's a good age. And so by age 59, almost everybody, Barbara, has jowls. Those are those wonderful things that right on the edge of your mandible, of your jawline, that break up that sharp jawline that we had when we were 18 years old. And now we have a chin and a little depression and then a jowl, and then that's what happens. So that's what a jowl is. As far as the neck, by 59, the skin of the neck is also loosening, so it gets a little bit crepey. I'll bet you've got those bands of your neck, right? Those two bands that go down from your mouth down the neck? Yeah,
yep.
You've got those unless you're overweight, and then you still have those, but you can't see them because they're covered by fat. So together, the bands and the fat and the extra skin are called, we have great names for these things, turkey gobbler, right? It's a very technical name. It's turkey gobbler. All right. So that's what you have. Now, traditionally, it's been a facelift. Facelifts are designed to help those three problems, the jowls, the extra skin of the neck, and the muscles of the neck. And I love doing facelifts. We're doing short scar facelifts now as opposed to the longer ones, which means there's no... I love facelifts? Don't you? You know, of course I love them. I'm a plastic surgeon, but do people, would you love one? I don't know. Well, the older facelifts had incisions that went into the hairline. The newer facelifts, we call them S-lifts and short scar facelifts and things like that. And they're just as effective with shorter scars. A little more difficult for the surgeon, by the way, because we're going through little tiny incisions instead of the bigger, longer ones. So a facelift is what really is the best procedure. But I always like to say 117,000 facelifts in the United States each year, 65 million women need them. So, you know, what's the disconnect? Why are women not having facelifts? You know, well, you know, it's 2 weeks of recovery. It's a expensive surgical procedure. It is a great procedure. You really look so much better. But what can we do without it? Now, if it's just fat in the neck, we can do some liposuction. So even at 59, we can suction the fat and the skin will retract to a certain extent. If, however, you have bands in the neck, sometimes those bands then can be exposed if you've got the fat. So in that case, the abbreviated procedure is not a full facelift, but it's called, you ready for this one? We call it a platysmaplasty. That's way too long a word, so I call it a band lift. A band lift is where I make an incision underneath the chin, and I suction the fat both from the jowls and the neck, and then I sew those bands together. And it's a pretty good procedure as long as you don't have a lot of extra skin. If you have a lot of extra skin, it doesn't work as well. But if you've got just a little bit of extra skin and the bands and the fat, it works very well. But that's still surgery. So let's talk about non-surgical things. The only thing for the neck, is called Ulthera. That's Ulthera. It's high energy focused ultrasound. And it's pretty new. I've been doing it almost 3 years now. Now, the thing that Ulthera is, I was talking about it earlier, it's an energy-based system, and it's basically shooting high-frequency sound underneath the skin, and it's so high-frequency that it creates heat under the skin. When it creates heat, it destroys some of the fat in a good way. We want that. And it also causes shrinkage of tissue. That's a good thing if you've got too much skin. And it lifts the jowls when we do the cheeks. So Ulthera is a good thing. Now, the important thing to understand about Ulthera is it's not a facelift. It is a non-invasive method of lifting the jowls and tightening the neck of the skin. And so that's very nice. I actually like Ulthera a lot. It's the only procedure I've ever had. I had it twice in my neck. Probably need it again. But it is a very, very nice procedure. But I'm going to give you my statistics. I've done somewhere in the area of 300-something people now, and I have, I'd say, about 20% of people afterwards say, wow. They look in the mirror, and it's not right away, by the way. It's a procedure that you get a little bit of the benefit that same day, and then it takes about 6 months to see the benefit, and that's because we've started a biologic process. We've started something, you know, something's cooking in the neck there, and the skin has to shrink and respond to it. So it takes 6 months to see the full effect. So about 20% of people say, wow, we get that good a result. Either we raise the eyebrows or lift the jowls or tighten the skin of the neck or lift the nasolabial fold. Those are the things it can do. About 70% of people, we look at the pictures after 6 months, and people say, yeah, it's better. It's better. I agree. The wrinkles are better. It's lifted the jowls, the brows. It's the under eye area can be smoothed a bit. The crow's feet can be smoothed a bit. So 70%, it's not a wow, but it's a definite improvement. And about 10% of people say, you know, which is the before and which is the after picture. And that's the truth. You can't see any benefit. And the thing about Ulthera is we can't predict yet who will respond, you know, and get that wow result, and who will respond, you know, with nothing. So there's a little bit of a gamble, but it is non-invasive, and I think it's a great procedure, and it's the future, because as we learn more about this type of treatment, we're going to be applying it to more and more different procedures. And I see a day when we'll be doing a lot of lower eyelid lifts, even rhinoplasties with this type of procedure, because that energy can shape tissue, even bone, but we're not there yet. So, Barbara, really, that's a real long-winded explanation, you know, of what we have with non-invasive procedures. Hopefully one of those things is right for you. Did I put you to sleep?
Choices. Great. No, absolutely. I'm mulling them all over. Thanks so much.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling. Well, we've got a full board, Noah. You know, it's 7:29, and unfortunately, this is a 30-minute program. I wish it were longer. I've been saying that for a long time. Velma, Edith, and the rest of you, please call back next week. Call early. I know everybody did call early, and you've been waiting online. I'm sorry. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. You can email me during the week at drperry@perryplasticsurgery.com. Noah, thanks so much for great engineering. I want everyone to have a great week. We'll be back next Saturday at 7 p.m.
The preceding program was sponsored by the Perry Management Corporation, who is solely responsible for its content. The Mark Simone Show, weekdays 10 to noon, 710 WOR. The following.